My name is Marcela Lucio. I am with Silver Vase. It's an orchid and bromelia grower in Homestead, Florida. It's a 25-acre farm, and we grow Phalaenopsis orchids and Vanda orchids and bromeliads. It's a 25-acre farm, and it's been in business for 25 years.
And that's a long way from home here in Anaheim, California, at the Produce Marketing Association Floral and Produce Fresh Show 2014. Long way from home to bring a lot of product out here. Has it been a good show for you?
It is a long way from home. It's definitely quite a traveling experience, but we just thought it was necessary for the company to have some presence here in the PMA. It's the first time we're exhibiting. We wanted to basically target the supermarket chains that are obviously here for their produce and obviously the floral. Last year, they had a floral area, and we were not privy to that information. We didn't know about it, so we didn't exhibit, and we heard about it, and we heard it was a huge success. So we thought, hey, we got to be there and meet our current customers and also look around what other opportunities there are with other chains.
Yeah, it's a beautiful area of the show. It's a big floral pavilion, several rows here, probably about an acre it looks like or more. All the different exhibitors, all the flowers and orchids and everything in one section of the show, and it really helps you out to get your own home within the show, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely fantastic because we're all together in the same area. There's a big sign above of us, a couple of them, that says Floral Pavilion. So it's kind of like putting us in the map and saying they are here and they're ready to show product to you. Come and see them. So, and there's a lot of networking opportunities dedicated to the floral aspect of this business, not just the produce.
Now, I guess the floral exhibit's kind of new. I understand you had been to the show in the past and saw the activities, and give us a little idea of that experience.
Oh, yeah, boy. I came here, 5 years ago probably, to just walk it out, see what I could do. I had a small sponsorship in one of the floral networks, and I wanted to see if we could exhibit in here. And I found myself in this maze of beautiful, large booths of different companies that grow produce, of course. And I said, wow, if we come here and we don't have a designated area, we're going to be completely lost. I did see that there was a lot of energy within the crowd, a lot going on, a lot of networking, huge opportunities. But I needed to be noticed in the map, put on the map and say, hey, floral is here. And at the time, it didn't happen. So now that they have put us on the map and put a little, like, a tag on the map and saying, they're here, go visit them, now it's worthwhile.
Makes a lot of sense, too, because I guess the same supermarket chains are buying your products in the floral industry as much as they are the produce products. So to them, it gives the buyer two options and fill in two sections of their store as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And some of the buyers that are for produce and maybe their counterpart for floral didn't show up, they have taken the opportunity to come and see us and give us a card of someone that we would need to contact or gather our information and take it with them. So they have been, even the produce people have been alerted that, hey, there's a floral pavilion now. Go check them out.
Well, 2,000 some odd miles away, you've got a lot of orchids here in your exhibit and bromeliads and such. And what do you do with this? Do you take it back home? I mean, it's got to be kind of a logistical challenge.
It is a logistical challenge, but we're not going to take them back home. We have had a lot of people ask us if they could buy one or two or take them to their wives or daughters or whoever. So we could do that. And also we have an opportunity to donate the product to the food bank. So we'll do that as well.
Oh, great. Well, welcome to PMA. I guess next year you're looking forward to Atlanta. We'll be on the East Coast next year, so that'll be closer to home, won't it?
I'd be thrilled to be in Atlanta because the time change has been very challenging for us, waking up at 4 in the morning, 7-hour time, and then going back here to, network and work. So it's been good. But I would prefer Atlanta, yes, definitely.
Well, great talking to you. We'll see you back in Florida sometime.
Well, love to see you, and thank you for this opportunity to talk to you.
Great.